Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 7th, 2008. Normally at this point I say we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and indeed we still are, but Brooksine is not with us today. Today is normally the day we do our chaplaincy work to various companies, and Brooksine has left early to do that, and I did not go out today because, as you may detect, I have quite a cold. And I ask your apologies from the outset if I have to periodically turn my head and cough, and of course for what I recognize as my very hoarse voice. But I think I'm feeling better, and I'm grateful for that. So you're hearing my voice the entire time today. Today's message is titled, Lead Me to the Rock. The scripture text is Psalm 61, verse 2. This is a psalm of David. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. As I prepare today's message, I have my Uncle Jim on my heart. Uncle Jim is my mom's youngest sister's husband and the last surviving male member of that generation in our family. I've previously written about him. He's a member of the Great Generation, and I have a link to a message I wrote last year about he and my Aunt Frances. He is now in a hospice situation and has a loving family surrounding him. We have a great extended family, and email notices have gone out to the extensive Steincross family network informing them of the situation, requesting prayer. As we pray for Uncle Jim and Aunt Frances, their children, who are my cousins, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, our prayer is this: Lord, lead them to the rock that is higher than any other. Well, as I consider today's text, there's no evidence at all that David traveled any considerable distance from where he lived. Of course, travel in ancient times was very difficult, and only a few ever traveled very far beyond their own relatively close geographic area. Yet in a powerful expression of faith, David declares, "From the ends of the earth I call to you." He goes on, "I call as my heart grows faint." Many of you can recall a situation in your life when your heart has grown faint. Although it's difficult to determine precisely what David meant by this, I surely can identify such times in my own life. Another version states, "When my heart is overwhelmed." Times like this have occurred in both my personal life and in my service as a minister. And quite realistically, I'm aware they will continue to be a part of my experience on this side of eternity. Yesterday, Brooksine and I experienced a closed door in regard to a short-term ministry opportunity we had both been very excited about, an interim pastoral role. We were both disappointed, as well as austere, since we had already been to the church for several services, and after meeting them, many of the congregation looked forward to our serving. But previous doors that closed in life and ministry have built our faith in God's overall plan. David cried out to God, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." In the scriptures, the rock is a common metaphor for God. The first reference to this was in Jacob's blessing to Joseph, when he refers to, quote, "the shepherd, the rock of Israel." In Moses' final sermon to the Israelites before he died, he declared, quote, "He is the rock. His works are perfect and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is he," end quote. And by the way, in the written text today, I have the actual references, but in regard to a verbal flow here, I'm not reading them. All through the Psalms, the rock is commonly used in this way to describe the power and stability we have in the Lord. One wonderful example is Psalm 18, verse 31. Quote, "For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God?" The prophets continue the theme. "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." And the Apostle Paul describes the spiritual rock that accompanied the children of Israel with these words, "And that rock was Christ." Well, I'm still learning the powerful truth expressed in this statement by H.C.G. Moule. It's a wonderful quote. Listen carefully. There's no situation so chaotic that God cannot, from that situation, create something that is surpassingly good. He did it at the creation. He did it at the cross. He is doing it today. Make this ancient request of the psalmist your personal plea. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Let's pray together this morning. Lord, today I cry out to you. I'm so thankful that you hear me regardless of where I may be crying out from or what situation I am in. At times my heart does grow faint and I am overwhelmed. I ask you to lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me this morning, and in a sense I can still say us because Brooksteen did have a role in the preparation before she left. I felt today it might not be a good day to get out apart from wanting to get stronger myself, possibly spreading to others whatever virus or bug I have. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at that very address, www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we have another beautiful photo by a professional photographer I've recently met. And it's a photo of a lighthouse up on a rock that he took along with a scripture verse, not any that I used in the main message, but that reinforces the message. These photos, by the way, are really great for desktop backgrounds on your computer. All you need to do is right-click on the photo, and it'll give you the option, I think, in both Mozilla Firefox and certainly Internet Explorer, and I think other browsers as well, to save that as your preferred desktop. And I often change my desktops, and I'm seeing that my friends' photos are very suitable for this. We also have several songs that we feel supplement the message today up. One of them is the great song, and I'm going to continue to look for the traditional version. The one I have up now is a more modern version, but Christ the Solid Rock. Some others as well. And finally today, for those of you that may be interested, I have a little bit of an update about our current ministry situation posted. In light of our disappointment yesterday at seeing a door close that we hoped would be open. Normally these interim roles can last anywhere from 4 months to, as we've served, as long as a year. And since we do not feel the calling to go back to a regular, long-term, full-time pastoral service, certainly in part because this ministry that we do over the web really is really a full-time job in itself. So we do look forward to the interim roles. But when God closes one door, another is going to open down the road, for sure. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site today. And today, again, the message is the message for Friday, March 7th, 2008. Have a blessed day, and may you truly be led to the rock that is higher.